Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Trabu. I'm joined now, as I am every Wednesday morning, by Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
John Engler is now on the job as Michigan State University's interim president. So far, the former Michigan governor has appointed an interim athletic director. He's also announced that no candidates from within MSU will be considered for the permanent job of athletic director. And he's ordered the MSU staff to preserve anything that might be evidence for the various investigations into sexual assault that are planned. It's early, but how do you like what Engler's done so far?
He hasn't pleased the students, and the faculty are calling for his resignation. They're very mad about this appointment. Bill Beekman, the interim athletic director he appointed, has no experience whatsoever in athletics. He's just a placeholder. But I think there is going to be a great cry for a complete house cleaning over there, and a lot of people are probably going to have to lose their jobs. But there's also a lot of rumors, not just at Michigan State, that Engler is angling for the job on a full-time basis, and I think he might restore a trust if he announced he was going to be there for a finite amount of time, 6 months or a year, and that he would get everything done in that period of time. But we'll just have to see.
Do you think those protests will have any effect in the short term? There were people, as you say, protesting. There were marches, or a march, I should say, on campus yesterday.
None whatsoever. When he became governor, he closed mental hospitals in the state. At one point, his approval rating was below 20%, and people camped out on the Capitol lawn. Didn't faze him. He paid no attention. He'll pay no attention to this.
New research says the switch to the Flint River as the source of the city of Flint's water is to blame for a Legionnaires' disease outbreak that killed 12 people and made dozens sick back in 2014 and 2015. The study found that an outbreak at McLaren Hospital was not large enough to account for all of those cases. The state's calling that report inaccurate and incomplete. McLaren Hospital and the state have pointed fingers at each other for this for a while. Now the state's disputing the independent report. What will it take to get some information that people can trust when so many people were harmed by that situation?
Probably a new governor. I think the state would be well advised to shut up and move on. They have no credibility whatsoever with the people of Flint for understandable reasons. And anyone who has any sort of looking at this objectively thinks the Flint River was related in some way. The outbreak is over. There's no more Legionnaires' disease, and it's time to sort of fess up that they messed up and move on.
Democrat Abdul El-Sayed is running for governor, but as we've reported on Michigan Radio, there are questions about his legal eligibility to run. The questions are related to when and where El-Sayed was registered to vote for the past 4 years. For a time, he moved to New York and registered there, but remained registered here in Michigan. He says the accusations are a political hatchet job and maybe even racist, but even some strategists in his own party say the questions are fair. What's your view of the situation?
Well, the questions are fair, but I think that he ought to be allowed to run, and I think his opponents risk this backfiring if they keep up with this line of attack. People in general think people should have the right to vote, and you may remember that a few years ago, a judge threw Mike Duggan off the primary ballot for mayor in 2013 over a similar technicality, and the angry voters wrote his name in. A majority of people in Detroit wrote Mike Duggan's name in on the primary ballot. So I think this will be tossed. I don't think it'll go anywhere, but El-Sayed is now getting an introduction to hardball politics, Michigan style. If he continues to do well, there'll be more of this.
And one of his most prominent opponents, Gretchen Whitmer, called the move to look at this issue a distraction from the candidates talking about the real issues.
Well, this is very smart of former Senator Whitmer. Besides, she's way, way ahead of Abdul El-Sayed in the polls. He's 33 years old and has very little experience in state government, but he's been very charismatic. He's undoubtedly brilliant, and he's turned a lot of heads in this campaign. But Whitmer still has a vast and massive lead in the polls, and there's no reason she should do anything to muddy that up.
Jack, the Lions have hired a new coach, fresh off a loss in the Super Bowl. Former New England Patriots defensive coordinator Matt Patricia has taken over in Detroit. I only have one question for you, Jack. What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong is that they are the Lions, after all. And the last time the Lions won the championship, I was about to enter kindergarten, and I'm now eligible for full Social Security.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Take care.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday at 7:45.